This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today I am thinking about that saying, "If only I had waited on God." We're wrapping up our series on how we can miss the mark when it comes to embracing God's will. One classic way of doing this is through impatience. We've been studying about King Saul's life because he is a good example of someone who did not fully embrace God's will. One day, Saul and his army are preparing for battle against the Philistines. The Philistines had an army of about 3,000 and were well armed. One important note is that the Philistines had a military advantage over the Israelites because they had a monopoly on iron, so they could easily arm themselves with swords and spears, whereas the Israelites could not. When the Israelites faced the Philistines and saw how armed they were, they began to run into caves and hide. Hence, Saul's army was dwindling by the day. Now, Saul's role was commander. He was not a priest, so he was forbidden to offer sacrifices. But as Saul watched his men tremble with fear and he waited 7 days for the prophet Samuel to appear, but he had not, Saul assumed the role of priest and began offering sacrifices, something God forbade him to do. What's interesting is that as soon as he offered the first sacrifice, Samuel appeared. It has been said that the only thing worse than waiting on God is wishing you had. What are you waiting on God to deliver for you today? Cling to these words as you trust God's timetable. The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the soul who seeks Him. Lamentations 3:25. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, wait on God and avoid saying you wish you had.